朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
非常感谢主，让我们有机会可以来赞美他。
And we are so thankful that we have this opportunity to praise him.
每次碰到 combined meeting， 我心里面其实都有很大的感恩啊。
Every time we come to a combined service, I am very thankful.
在这里有一班人愿意跨越年龄、跨越背景、跨越文化、跨越很多的不同，我们愿意一起来敬拜神。
That here there's a group of people that's willing to step outside of the comforts of their own culture, their own age, and their own language together to come and worship the Lord God.
刚才诗歌说，我们把我所有的赞美 pull out， 向主倾倒。
And the song that we just sang says, "I want to pour out my praise, pour out my praise."
我劝弟兄姊妹还有声音可以唱歌的时候，好好唱。
I want to encourage everybody while you still have your voice, you still have your voices, sing.
我从于师母最近的情形深深体会。
And again, through what Pastor Nancy is going through these days, I deeply understand.
你看她平常那么清楚爽亮悦耳的赞美的声音，现在变得都几乎听不到了。
And the voices that she is able to deliver a song to praise now, her voice is very, very much diminished.
我相信她现在在家里面也非常想跟我们一起赞美，但是她的声音出不来。
And I know this morning as she's at home, she is desiring, crying out her praise to the Lord God, but she can't.Be able to make much of a sound.
虽然我们家安静了很多哈，但是我很不习惯。
And truly, I would say that in my house it's gotten a lot quieter. But I would tell you, I'm not comfortable with that silence.
我现在每次看到远远的她嘴巴在动，我都得跑过去。我说你说什么
？And every time I look up and I see her and her mouth is moving, I would run up to her and say, "What are you saying?"
要能够唱歌就唱歌。
Brother and sister, while we are able to sing, let's sing.
声音是空气受到震动发出来，但是声音应该是有意义的。
We know sound is produced by the vibration, the movement of the air, but every sound we make has its meaning.
最有意义的就是来诉说主恩，来赞美主爱。
The greatest meaning that we can articulate is of His grace and of His love.
其实今天就是今天是我们结婚四十周年。
Today is our 40th anniversary for Pastor Nancy and myself.
我本来，谢谢。
Thank you very much.
我本来应该跟他在东岸度假的。
We were supposed to be on a vacation together in the East Coast.
没想到出了这样子的一件事情，所以我今天只好在这了。
And unknowingly, she's going through such hard times, and I am here. I have to be here.
但是很舍不得他不能跟我在一起。
And it is unfortunate that we cannot be together.
四十年不是一段短的时间啊。
40 years is not a short period of time.
讲到四十，你们马上就会想到什么
？Whenever talk about the number 40, what comes to mind?
旷野
the will, somebody says the wilderness.
所以我给他的贺卡里面就引用了雅各书第八章的这句话，那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁？
And again, we use the words coming out of Songs of Solomon I see my beloved in the wilderness.
人生其实就像一个大而可畏的旷野。
And our life is like the vastness of the wilderness.
神不仅仅亲自在这里遇见我们，陪着我们，带领我们。
God not only accompanies us and walks along our side.
神也把一个生命的伴侣赐给我们，陪着我们走人生的路。
God has also given us companions, and we can walk along this life's journey.
好，所以在我这里，为着于师母，我非常非常的感恩之余，我也鼓励弟兄姊妹要珍惜你的伴侣。
And again, I am so thankful of my wife, Pastor Nancy, and I'm encouraging everyone to treasure your spouse.
我们一生的果效到底有多少？今生的品质到底如何？都跟我们的婚姻。产生的绝对的关系啊！
The fruit and the labor of this life, the quality thereof, has everything to do with our marriage.
我们怎么样彼此成为对方的祝福
？How do we become a blessing for one another？
所以加油
！So we need to encourage one another.
星期二我从东岸回来下飞机的时候
Tuesday as I came back from the East Coast I was departing the plane
我前前后后收到了三四个信息
I received news that came my way one after another
有两位我个人跟他们非常有关系的属灵长辈他们都被主接去了
two individuals that were very close to me very dear to me spiritual forerunners they've been received into the heavenly home
一位是江守道老弟兄他在七月二号108岁被主接走了
Brother Stephen Kong
107岁
He is 107 He was received to the Lord July 2nd
另外一位是史伯成弟兄我相信他来过我们这里好几次很多弟兄姊妹应该都还记得他
And then Brother Newman Z He's also gone to be with the Lord
他在7月5号凌晨的时候也心脏病被主接去了活得95岁
On the morning of July 5th He again was taken to the Lord And he was 95 years old
他们都跟我的父亲算是世交我十岁以前就认识他们
And they are intimate friends with my father I knew them when I was 10 years old
不光失去了两位长辈而已而是失去了两位属灵的长辈
And they're not simply elders within our family But they're spiritual elders in the house of God
因为他们都在属灵上在我的生命里面都留下了很多的祝福
And they left a lot of blessings in my life
其实我们想想人生真的很短非常的短
And again when we think about the span of our life It is very very short
那天跟哥哥们讲这些消息的时候大哥回信说下一批就该我们这一批的人被主接走了
And as we were talking My oldest brother was telling me Hey I think we're the next group to go
其实是真的
That is quite true
所以当我们还被神摆在一起的时候
So while we are still together The Lord places us together
我真的希望我们能够好好珍惜我们跟主之间的关系珍惜怎么样子用有限的今生能够活出它永恒的价值来
That we would treasure the times that we have together That we would be able to live out the values, the things that would last eternal in this time
我们决定不要只是满足于今生把信仰当作生活的一个点缀而已
And that we're not simply satisfied with this life And that we use our faith to just become decorations surrounding this life
不要把我们属灵的生活跟我们平常家庭、职场、个人的生活把它分开来
That we would maybe intentionally or unintentionally separate our spiritual life with our family and our work life.
好像来教会聚会跟侍奉只是我生活中的一部分而已。
As if coming to church and serving is just a part of my life.
就是我们跟神的关系我们为着整个永恒为着未来而活着是我们 everyday该有的态度跟内容
And our attitude is that every single day of our life has a relation with the living God.
今天我要继续讲这个借着约书亚记讲到我们这一班得胜有余的独居之民。
Today I want to continue with the theme of this message of people dwelling alone who are more than conquerors.
最近不久前到加拿大，不久前到东岸。在各地也都看见教会里面所面临的挑战。
Not too long ago, I had a chance to go to Canada and into the East Coast. I see all the challenges that the various churches of God is facing today.
我已经说过了，我们的前面还有很多很多的挑战跟征战在等着我们。
I know there's still a lot of challenges and there's still a lot of battles that are waiting us before us.
那我们这一班人是被神从世界里面分别出来、拯救出来的人啊。
And we are a people that has been delivered and we called out.Of the world.
我们在地上不仅仅活的方式不一样。
Not only are we to live a different lifestyle as we are here on earth.
我们的内容跟价值也都不一样。
But the content and the value of our lives is also different.
因为神不光把我们从埃及里面救出来。
Because God did not simply deliver us out of Egypt.
他要把我们带到迦南地区。
He wants to lead us into Canaan.
他不光叫我们得救，他要叫我们得胜。
He didn't simply want us to be saved, but that we would be sanctified.
我们说过的迦南地是表 表明基督啊。
And we talked about this earlier that the Canaan represents Christ.
那全有全足全丰的 All Sufficient Christ.
The All Sufficient Christ.
在他里面，我们得到了天上各样属灵的福气。
That in Him we have all the all the blessings in the heavenly places.
在基督里，我们承受了最丰盛的生命。
That in Christ we have received the most abundant life.
神本性一切的丰富都在基督里，而我们在基督里得了这个丰盛。
The fullness, the richness of God are in Christ, and we have received that fullness.
同样的，我们在基督里面，我们享受了最深的安息和完全的满足。
And similarly, in Christ, we have the deepest satisfaction and the rest in Him.
这是我第二讲讲的哈。
And that's the second message I delivered to all of you.
弟兄姊妹，今天这班神的百姓被带到迦南地的脚已经放在迦南地了。
So we see the story as it progresses. This group of people, they have been brought to the edge of Canaan.
所以我们上一堂讲到底下要开始征战之前。
And the last message we talked about right before they're about to engage in the warfare.
在约旦河平原，在基甲。神在这里给他们一些属天的教育跟属灵的准备。
Right at the plains of Jericho, right at Gilgal, God had to give them some education, prepare them.
让我们看见了基督徒得胜的路在哪里。
To be able to see as a Christian, what is the pathway to victory?
那我们今天开始打仗。
And today, the warfare begins.
整个迦南地的圣经里面讲到征战最多的两卷书。
The two books that talks about warfare the most in the
scripture. 一个是约书亚记，我们现在读的。
One is Joshua, the one that we're reading now.
一个是士师记。
The other one is the book of Judges.
大家注意到这几场征战不光只是历史的记载。
And I want everybody to pay attention that the recording of these battles are not just simply historic.
因为我们今天去读3400年前的历史跟我们到底有什么关系？
When we come to study the history that has transpired 3,000 years ago, what does have anything to do with us?
但是圣经上明明的写着，所有所记载的这些事情都是为了要教育我们的。
But the scripture tells us very clearly that all that is written is to admonish, to teach us.
所以当我们今天要来讲这个进到迦南地的头两场征战的时候，
So when we come and look at these first two battles as the people of God enters into Canaan,
我特别出了一个题目，它是充满教育性的两场征战。
And the theme of the message today is that these battles are rich in its educational value.
我相信大家对教育这个字都非常深刻的了解。
And I think all of us understand what being the educational means.
我们不仅接受了很多教育，我们还在学，我们也希望我们的后代都好好的接受教育。
I think we all receive a lot of education and we're still learning.We want the generation to follow to also be very well educated.
因为教育帮助我们成长，帮助我们成熟，帮助我们的眼光、智慧、度量都不一样。
Because being educated help us to grow, to be mature, that our capacity of what we see and how far we can see, they all depend on it.
所以今天我们在面对这两场征战的时候，它不仅仅重要，它特别具有教育性。
And these two battles that we're going to look at today, not only are they important, but they are extremely educational.
一场征战是借着耶利哥告诉我们得胜的秘诀在哪里。
The first battle was the battle of Jericho. It tells us the secret of victory.
如何能够靠着主得胜。
And how are we able to be victorious through by God?
那另外一场征战是讲爱城。
The second battle is the battle of Ai.
他在这里教导我们如何避免失败。
And it's teaching us how to avoid failures.
或许你也可以说，当我们失败了以后，我们应该如何？
In another word, when we have failed, what are we to do?
能够转败为胜。
How do we turn these losses into victories?
所以这两场征战，一个从正面教，一个从反面教。
So these two particular battles, one God is teaching them from a positive perspective, the other one from a negative perspective.
其实它是紧紧相连的，同一场征战的前后就是。
But they are actually related. They are one of the same battle, but as one is preceding, one is after.
所以在我们继续讲下去之前，
Before we continue this morning,
我还是要提醒弟兄姊妹，
I want to remind all the brothers and sisters.
征战一直在进行。
The battle continues, it rages on.
不管你承认不承认，不管你有没有经历，它都在进行。
Whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you experience it or not, it is moving.
十几年前，《世界日报》有一篇文章，一大版的在介绍美国基督教的走向。
About a decade ago, the newspaper had a huge article that was describing the direction of Christianity in America.
我都很惊讶，一个世界性的日报居然会 分析基督教的走向。
This is a newspaper publishing that is worldwide, and it took the time to come and dissect and evaluate Christianity in America.
他特别提到北美很多 mega church 之所以成长这么快。背后的一些原因
and it particularly described the reasons why all these mega churches in North America are growing so rapidly.
那其中有一个点，我里面觉得他也提的算蛮深刻的。
One of the point that they made, I illustrate or pointed out, and I thought it was very caught my attention.
因为就是在这些 mega church 里面所讲的信息，都强调爱，强调接纳。强调positive thinking, 积极思想。
And all of these mega churches have one thing in common. They talk about positive thinking, they talk about love, they talk about acceptance.
他们强调成功神学。当然不是每一个都是这样，这是他们的分析就是。
And they talk about success-oriented theology. Although not all of them are this way, but predominantly they are, have these characteristics.
他说这一类的教会 ,S 开头的信息。很少讲，因为一般人不喜欢听。
Is that these particular messages? They seldom talk about the word that starts with the letter S because most people don't want to hear about it.
你们会想到什么
？Do you know what is this word?
第一个就是罪
，sin.
不喜欢你在这里讲罪的问题。
I don't want to hear about sin.
第二个就是不喜欢听 spiritual battle， 属灵征战。
The second category is I don't want to hear about spiritual battles.
我忘记还有哪些，可能包括 surrender、submission。Sanctify 或是 sacrifice 都是这一类
All those particular topics that Pastor you just mentioned, those categories, people don't really want to listen to them.
所以我今天要讲一个非常不 popular 的题目
So today I'm going to come and talk about a topic that is very unpopular.
但是弟兄姊妹，之所以仇敌不希望教会讲这个题目，因为他怕我们讲这个题目
The reason why the enemy resists and is fearful ofUs speaking of this topic because he's afraid.
我每次讲属灵征战题目的时候，我一定需要为自己祷告。
Every time I come and talk about spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, I pray for myself.
因为仇敌不喜欢我们讲。
Because I know the enemy does not want me to speak on this topic.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是告诉我们得胜的路在哪里。
But brothers and sisters, this particularly tells us the pathway to victory.
让我们怎么样子能够从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下。
How do we turn from darkness to light and the dominion of darkness to God?
因为我们讲到征战是全面性的。
We talk about the fact that these battles, these warfares, they are holistic.
整个世界都伏在恶者的手下，你我都在。
It is comprehensive because the entire world is under the sway of the evil one.
整个地球伏在空中执政掌权者的恶魔手下。
And the entire world is under the power and the dominion of darkness.
当然神有至高无上的主权，神仍然掌权。
But we know that the Lord God, He is sovereign, He is on high.
然后他把耶稣基督的宝血，把耶稣基督的生命赐给我们，让我们能够在这个世界为主执掌权柄，过得胜的生活。
The Lord God has given us the blood and the victory of Jesus Christ that we may come and reign in the midst of this world for Him.
但是如果连神的儿女们都不警醒，我们在面对征战的话
，But if the children of God is not aware of these spiritual battles,
我们早就是撒旦手下的败将跟俘虏了。
And we are already captives of our enemy.
因为撒旦不仅征战不仅讲到全面性，我们讲到它第二个特点，严肃性。
And these battles not simply talk about the comprehensiveness, but the seriousness of it.
因为盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Because the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
我们越不愿意听这个信息，越不起来面对属灵的征战，我们根本就是落在仇敌的偷窃、杀害和毁坏底下。
If we do not want to hear these messages, we are ignoring these messages, we are actually in these states. We are being killed, stealed, and being destroyed.
因为圣经上明说，你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可以吞吃的。
The scripture tells us that Satan is like a roaring lion. He goes about to and fro of the earth to seek those whom he may swallow.
主对彼得说，撒旦想甩你们，像甩麦子一样。
And so the Lord said to Peter, Satan is going to shake you, is going to sift you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我为了大家坐在这里，为着仍然在主的面前，能够活在主的 恩典中，我们感谢神，很多人已经被淘汰了。
And brothers, I want to thank God that those of us who are able to sit here, able to hear this, that we are in the grace of God. Many are already disqualified.
很多人已经根本就在仇敌的偷窃、杀害、毁坏、吞吃的里面。
And many people are already living in this condition where they are enslaved, they are captive, they are being killed and being destroyed.
你看看神把约伯保护约伯的那个 invisible fence 看不见的篱笆一撤。整个撒旦的攻击来掳掠他。
And we see in the book of Job that with the moment that the Lord lifted up that invisible fence around Job, the enemy came to attack him.
要为着我们今天的情形感恩，是神怜悯我们，保护我们。
And we need to be thankful of our condition today, of His protection around us.
当我们任意犯罪，我们任意在主的面前过生活的时候，你。早晚要吃到苦头的。
If we casually live in a lifestyle of sin, we casually walk into error, sooner or later, we're going to suffer.
第三个讲到征战的持续性。
Thirdly, we talk about the continuance of this battle.
它不是只有偶尔一次，它是一辈子，一生之久的。
It doesn't just come once in a while, but it's for the rest of our lives.
直到撒旦被丢到无底坑以前，他的工作永远不会停止。
Until the enemy is thrown at the bottomless pit, he will continue to strive and he'll continue to work.
连他来试探耶稣，路加福音都告诉我们，耶稣撒旦暂时离开耶稣。
And then even as Satan was tempting Jesus, it says that he departed from him until an opportune time.
虽然被耶稣打败了，但是他永远不放弃的。
Although he was defeated, but he was not going to give up.
耶稣也说，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那个房子，房子就倒塌了。
And so the Lord also gave a parable that the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell.
这三个都讲到持续。
And these three things talk about the continuance of this attack.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，如果我们自以为站立得稳，反而要小心。
And the scripture tells us very clearly that if we think that we are standing firm, be careful.
就跟参孙对自己的力量那么有把握，那么有自信。
And we all know the story of Samson. He's so confident of his strength. He's so confident of himself.
大力拉一次来诱惑，两次来诱惑，三次来诱惑，到最后他受不了了。
And Delilah once, twice, three times comes and to tempt him. At the very end, he cannot endure.
然后有一个悲惨的结局临到他。
And we saw the tragic end of his life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望开头先简单提一下征战的重要，底下我们才会很认真的借着圣经上现在所讲的这些来看我们今天如何。
And I had to spend some time to illustrate to everyone the significance and importance of spiritual warfare. So as we continue in the message today, that we come to see the importance of how, that we need to understand the essence of these stories.
整个约书亚记分为三大段。
The book of Joshua is divided into three main categories.
第一大段进入迦南。
The very first portion is enter into Canaan.
我们已经讲完了。
We came to the conclusion of that portion.
第二大段从今天开始，第六章到十四章，讲到征服迦南。
Second portion from chapter 6 to chapter 16, it talks about the conquest of Canaan.
最后的那几章讲到承受迦南。
The last few chapters talks about the inheriting Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到了没有？征战的目的是为了承受产业。
Brothers and sisters, the purpose of warfare is to inherit the inheritance.
一方面，我们的征战是让我们不落入仇敌的辖制、网罗和伤害。
On the one hand, we fight and we do warfare so that we are not subjugated to the enemy.
但是约书亚记让我们看见征战一个非常积极的目的。
But the book of Joshua tells us very vividly the very purpose why they fight.
为了让我们承受产业。
That they may receive this inheritance.
换句话说，我们今天所有的征战不敢让我们免于仇敌的攻击，更让我们有份于基督里所有丰盛的应许和祝福。
So in other words, every battle that we face today not only delivers and sets us free from being bound by the enemy, but also allows us to inherit the fullness of the blessings of God.
所以我刚才说过了，四世纪约书亚记是讲征战最多的记载。
And again, I said earlier, Joshua and Judges speaks of warfare as the most.
它不光有历史事实，有故事。
And not only these are historical events.
其实当我们仔细读的时候，
but when we really pay attention to these stories,
每一场征战都有它特殊的对象，特殊的仇敌。
Every one of these battles has a very specific target.
而这些仇敌都有它特殊属灵的意义。
And these specific enemies have a spiritual significance or meaning.
像埃及，讲到仇敌用世界的繁华 来辖制我们，叫我们做督工。
That Egypt uses all of its wealth and its opulence to enslave us, enslave the people of God.
亚玛利人特别说到不让我们在属灵的路上往前。
And Amalekai speaks of the fact that he will not allow the people of God to move and to progress forward spiritually.
当百姓被救出来，开始往应许之地去的时候，亚玛利人就第一个出现。
When the Amalekites, when the people of Israel were delivered out of Egypt, the very first enemy they met was the Amalekites, and they did, were not, they hindered them from moving forward.
亚门摩押是乱伦所生的后代，他们的征战特别讲到用肉体情欲在神儿女们身上的辖制和破坏。
The battle with the Ammonites and the Moabites speaks of the flesh, the warfare against the flesh.
所以属灵征战不仅有特殊的对象，它有特殊属灵的意义。
And again, every one of these battles has a very clear enemy and it has a very specific spiritual significance.
第三个，它有特别的功课要我们学。
And thirdly, there's a particular lesson for each and every one of us to learn.
像今天的耶利哥，今天的埃城。
And today we're going to talk about the battle of Jericho and the battle of Ai.
我们将来没有空每一场都讲，像畸变。也是有特殊要学的功课。
We're not going to have the chance, opportunity to elaborate on every single battle that they face.
对每一个征战都有属灵的功课在里面。
Every single battle has a spiritual lesson.
耶利哥告诉我们怎么靠着神得胜。
The battle of Jericho teaches us how to be victorious by God and through God.
埃城告诉我们如何避免失败，如何在失败中我们能够转败为胜。
Ai teaches us how to avoid losses and how to, even in the midst of losing, that we would know how to turn to God to victory.
那最后每一场征战里面神都得到一些特殊的器皿。
And then we come to discover that at every battle, God has laid hold of a group of people that are His vessels.
神兴起了一些人来面对那个特殊的局面、特殊的仇敌。
He would raise up a group of people to face that particular encounter, that particular group of enemies.
所以我说今天的信息非常充有教育性。我们现在要来看耶利哥城。
So today we want to come and look at the battle of Jericho.
那我们的经文列在那里，请大家回家一定要熟读，尽量把整个故事、整卷书都读完。
And the scriptures are listed. I want to encourage everybody.Please, if you haven't had the chance, go home and read them slowly, read them carefully.
我刚才说到耶利哥城跟埃城这两场战役不仅重要，而且充满了教育性。
And I said that these two battles that we're going to talk about, they are not simply important, they are full of lessons for us.
耶利哥城之所以重要
the battle of Jericho is important.
这是他们进入迦南的第一场征战。
Because it's the very first battle as they enter into the promised land.
你知道第一场的征战对神百姓是多么重要的事情。
You know this very first battle has everything to do with the future of the people of God.
那神的战略很特别。
But the battle array of the Lord is very very unique.
他打耶利哥城不是从南打到北，也不是从北打到南，而是拦腰进来打。
And he did not attack the city from the north or from the south.But he attacked it from the east.
也进来面对哥利耶利哥，耶利哥是一座高大坚固的城啊。
The city of Jericho is a fortified city.
这一座城打下来，神的百姓就对未来的征战，就有更多有把握。
So as they win this particular battle, then they would have more confidence as they face future enemies.
耶利哥当时在迦南地是非常有名的一座城，被打下来，整个迦南地的信心也都瓦解了。
And again, the city of Jericho, all the land of Canaan, all the people of Canaan know of this city. If this city is taken, then the hearts of Canaan would fall.
我刚才说到耶利哥城一个特点，它高大坚固的一个营垒。
And we talked about the fact that the city of Jericho is immense, is fortified, is a fortress.
那我现在就想问弟兄姊妹，在我们属灵的路上
，And I want to ask everyone in our spiritual journey.
不管你信主多久了
It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian.
你觉得在你整个属灵的路上
In your entire spiritual journey.
你最大的阻挡是什么
What is the greatest resistance in your spiritual walk?
你觉得在你的生命中属灵道路的成长上最大的营垒是什么让你不能往前
What is the greatest fortress in your life that is hindering you from moving forward?
说实在的，我们每一个人都有自己的耶利哥，都有自己的哥利亚。
And to be honest, every single one of us, we have our own Jericho.
虽然挡住你的哥利亚，挡住你的耶利哥，跟我的不见得一样，但是我们都会有这样子的 阻挡。
Perhaps these fortresses that are in front of you is different from the fortresses in front of me, but we all have something that is resisting us.
有一个犹太弟兄 Lance Lambert 弟兄，我也是从他得很多帮助。他二十多年前他在信息里面提到。
And there was a brother Lance Lambert about 20 years ago. He mentioned in his message.
他说很多人在属灵的路上被挡下来。
A lot of people are hindered or stopped in their spiritual journey.
有人被挡几天，有人被挡几个月，有人被挡几年，有人一辈子被。
Some people are hindered for a few days, some are a few weeks, some are for a couple of years, some has been hindered for the entire duration of their life.
你这一关不过，底下根本不可能继续往前。
If you do not break through this one particular barrier, you cannot keep going.
弟兄姊妹，这句话不是对你们说，也对我说的。我们生命里面什么东西挡住我们？
Brothers and sisters, these words are not simply for you, they are for me. We have to look and say, what's hindering in my life?
不要以为我维持每天的灵修，我照常聚会，我就是继续往前的。
Do not simply believe that if I have a devotion every day, I continue to go to church and go to meetings, that I am progressing forward.
是的，我们还是蒙恩，我们还是蒙爱，我们还是跟圣徒享受彼此相交的喜乐。
Yes, we are loved. We are in the grace of God. We are in the fellowship in the body of Christ.
但是你我自己会知道，我在属灵的路上。在跟基督的关系里面，我被卡住了。
But you know in your heart that I am stuck. I am stuck concerning my relationship with God.
我在我的生活侍奉中缺少膏油，缺少圣灵，缺少该有的喜乐和平安。
That in my services and my worship, it lacks that anointing, it lacks that peace and that joy from the Lord.
要不甘心被挡住啊。
And we cannot. We have to be just succumb to being stopped or being hindered.
要更不甘心被长期
And we cannot allow us to be stopped in the prolonged period of time.
更严肃地说，今天就不可以再让它继续挡住我们。
And we have to be serious enough to say, Lord, today I want to be free.
因为神已经应许我们，在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
Because God has already promised before every one of these battles that no one, no man shall be able to stand before you.
弟兄姊妹，到底这是谁？
Brothers and sisters, who is it? What is it?
到底哪个人事物让我不能往前？
What person, what thing hinders you from moving forward?
到底哪个罪、世界的捆绑让我不能继续往前？
What sin, what temptation, what things of the world that hinders you from moving forward?
到底在神对我个人的要求，神的指头特别点出来的点，我哪一个点不肯顺服？
And the things that God asks of me, the things that God has put his finger on in my life, what are those things that I'm not willing to obey?
所以坚固的营垒，保罗。在哥林多后书第十章特别告诉我们
This is a fortified fortress and Paul talks about it
我们虽然在血气中行事却不凭着血气征战我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒将各样的计谋各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了又将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to 5 For though we walk in the flesh we do not war according to the flesh For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。